Hello, welcome to the Tuesday, November 11th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. After Virelurker last week, we have yet another attack against iOS. Now, this new attack is really more a potential attack. At this point, I don't think there are any known instances of this actually being used. FireEye did demonstrate this in a video. Essentially, just like Virelurker, this new attack depends on the ability to install additional software using enterprise profiles. These enterprise profiles are certificates that you install on the iPhone in order to allow your own applications that you wrote to be installed on the iPhone. That's, as the name implies, commonly done with enterprise applications that are not added to Apple's store, but instead are distributed to the device directly. In this attack that FireEye demonstrated, the user would receive an SMS or another link that would link to an application, and that application now is not in the Apple App Store. Instead, it's distributed directly and signed using one of those enterprise signatures that the user first has to accept. The tricky part here is that it's not just an application being installed, but instead an existing application is replaced, and it inherits essentially all that application knows and is able to do. In the demo done by FireEye, that application was Gmail. So the attacker would be able to replace any application, including Gmail, with a new malicious application. And then, of course, that new application would have access to all the data Gmail had access to. So this application now has access to, for example, your email. Pretty nifty attack. The simple defense here is don't install applications that don't come from Apple's App Store, and definitely do not install any enterprise profiles that you don't trust. But neither this new mask attack nor the Virelurker attack required the phone to be actually jailbroken. And just a quick additional note, typically I try to link to the original source, which would be a FireEye video here. However, they hosted that video on a Dropbox account, and that Dropbox account has been locked due to too much traffic. So instead, I'll just link to a news article about this attack. And Kaspersky is reporting details about a multi-year investigation that Kaspersky calls Dark Hotel. Dark Hotel, essentially a group of APT attacks targeting executives as they visit hotels, and then these hotel networks are used to deliver malicious updates. For example, an update for Flash Player was seen as a part of these attacks. These updates are signed using legitimate signatures, even though these are not the signatures that you would find produced by Adobe, but they make it past the initial checks that we usually tell users to watch out for. Now, anybody who's traveling quite a bit probably knows that hotel networks are iffy at best, and if they work, they usually work slow. So seeing things like, for example, misconnected VPNs and such is quite common, and then can lead people to connect outbound in the clear. I think it's a great story here that Kaspersky is putting out, and certainly something that makes a good awareness piece in order to warn people of the dangers of these public networks. Probably your best option is to refer to 3G or LTE networks instead of using hotel wireless networks, which are often not well maintained. And of course, it's Patch Tuesday. Now, before you just go ahead and apply your Internet Explorer patches later today, Microsoft came out with a new version of EMIT, the Enhanced Mitigation Experience toolkit version 5.1 specifically to address a problem that the old version 5.0 has with the patches that will be released today. So if you're using Emmet 5.0 right now, you probably want to first update to Emmet 5.1 before you apply today's patches. Well, and that's it for today. Thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.